Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And welcome into the Thursday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team in 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well, except for the person who keeps putting this wood plank in a door over here. Everybody other than that needs to be doing well. Joe, what's going on?
We more mad at that person or the person who keeps hiding the adapters for the headphones?
It's probably the same person.
It probably is the same. Is it Justin Bradford?
Maybe so.
It might be because he was here last night, right? He was in here last night.
I think
so. All right. We're watching you, Justin. Have you watched Office Space yet?
I've not yet.
Joe, it hasn't even been 24 hours.
I don't know if I can continue to do the show until you understand the reference, you know.
I've watched 23 out of the 26 movies that you named yesterday.
And that's great. But like Brian, Brian wears 37 pieces of flair. Why can't you be more like Brian with his 37 pieces of flair? Like you,
no,
like these references are just, they are life-giving. So I'm just going to keep pushing the envelope on that until you guys watch it. That's number one on the list.
Michelle, what's going on? How are you?
Kind of struggling, guys. I stayed up for all the NBA games last night. You know, it was a whole thing, and I kind of regretted it this morning, but not really. So, coffee just needs to kick in.
Was there? I guess there's always some kind of late. What was the latest one last night?
Bucks Bulls.
Yeah.
10:40. I'm usually a 9:15er in bed.
And so, I want to make sure. I've already given you crap for this before the show. So you're like a Bulls fan now because your boyfriend's a Bulls fan. That's not cool.
Listen,
I call foul on that.
Listen, I can be fans of a lot of different teams, and I also don't want to see the Bucks make a run again. I like Giannis because Chris Middleton annoys me.
Yeah, but Chris Middleton annoys you so much to overcome how awesome Giannis is.
Okay, well, Giannis is awesome, and I'll root for him.
He's got a book of dad jokes.
He's got a lot of dad jokes,
yeah, I mean,
but also I always like rooting for an underdog.
Yeah, screw the Bulls, okay?
Joe, we know you have a hatred.
Screw the Bulls.
Just
towards the Bulls.
All I know is Ryan rooting for all your teams?
He rooted for Kentucky. I made him wear Kentucky stuff.
Okay, all right.
All right?
That worked out well.
That's good. I'm glad.
Oh, Robbie. I tweeted yesterday, like, it's official, Oscar Tshiebwe. You know, he did the whole Sports Center thing, and I got tweets at me. Well, they went 1-2 against the Vols. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Come on. So Ryan could potentially be at fault for St. Peter's. Is that what?
Yeah, it's completely his fault. Yeah. Yep.
I'm just saying.
At least we know.
Just started laughing hysterically
so
when I started crying.
Before we get into the Debo news, quick standings update for the Predators. Oilers win against the Stars last night 5-2. So the Stars stay put in the first wild card spot. Vegas with a big win last night in overtime against Washington. So Vegas now 4 points back of the Predators. They have 4 games left to play, but now 2 points back of the Stars in the playoff race. So the Stars have dropped a couple in a row to begin their Canadian road trip, and Preds at 2 points ahead of the Stars now. Same amount of games played, 4 points ahead of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, mixed bag. Would have, Washington was ahead a couple times in Vegas, and, you know, had they been able to finish the deal or even keep them to a point once they went to overtime, obviously that would have, the Preds probably would have picked that result over the Dallas result if they had a choice, but Dallas result helps them too. So you're sitting there, you know, again, Vegas has four games left. 97 points max potential. Preds, five games left, and let me do that quick math. 103 points max potential. So that's good, high percent. Thank you. High percentage still of making it, but very tough games.
We'll get back into the Preds coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll have a member of the Preds calling in at 7:30 as well. So looking forward to that coming up next hour. Joe, the news of the day yesterday in an offseason for the NFL that apparently never stops at this point. Deebo Samuel apparently has requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers. So we've talked a lot about Deebo Samuel in terms of what his next contract's going to look like, how that affects A.J. Brown and his next contract as well. And apparently, according to, I believe, Jeff Darlington was the first one to come out with this, he has asked the 49ers to trade him at this point. Now, I don't think Deebo Samuel's put out there specific reasons for the trade, but he has informed the team of his desire to leave. Now, that does not necessarily mean that San Francisco is going to trade him, but Deebo Samuel has requested a trade nonetheless, and that would be a heck of a start to that kind of wide receiver trio we talked about the other day of Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown, and Terry McLaurin, and you can throw DK Metcalf in there too, in terms of their next contract and what exactly that's going to look like.
And so have you heard the whole thing, the thing with
like his mom?
Deebo's mom, yeah. You heard this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So make sure. I hadn't heard it. I went on Jared versus Joe, and they played it for me. And it sounds like they did the whole show on it, which Jared has an amazing ability to do. But it is, I mean, it's interesting. I will say, I think back to last year when the Julio stuff started, and I was like, Julio Jones, just stop it, everybody, right? And the Julio stuff happened. Is that going to be the case with all the fun that I've made of the idea of the Titans trading A.J. Brown?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I think you got to keep an open mind at this point on everything. For people who don't know on that, actually, are we going to play that at some point? I know Ian got it yesterday.
We can probably find it.
This is a good idea for me to say, like, before the show.
We had a 2-hour pre-show meeting. You didn't bring us up one time.
I had to rip Michelle for the Bulls. You know, like, that was more important at the time. Look at her in there.
You're a hater, Joe.
I do hate the Bulls. So it's basically to paraphrase, and we'll listen to it, but like A.J. Brown was on. It's such an interesting whole thing. A.J. Brown was on the phone with Deebo, I think, right?
I guess so. And then Deebo's mother was doing like an Instagram live or whatever.
Right. Yes. And so
God bless social media.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. But, you know, same agent for Deebo and A.J. Brown. And it does kind of feel a little bit coordinated, you know. Now it's different situations. You know, there's still different relationship with a player and a team, and I have no idea. I haven't seen anything on Deebo that's really concrete on why.
No.
Other than, well, actually, someone did write about it was Rappaport.
But the usage.
Yeah, about usage, which isn't that funny? I mean, all year last year, everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's so awesome. They use him as a running back too. Wow, so cool. Well, apparently, and honestly, I think it's fair to he had a monster year. He set himself up to get a monster payday, but also I could see him thinking, how sustainable is this to play like this and to get all these carries on top of being a receiver, and then why would I not be paid, you know, for both jobs if that's the case?
Well, they were talking on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max about, you know, what if San Francisco tried to bring the offer down a little bit because they do use him as a running back and the durability that goes with that? I mean,
that's the thing.
Good luck with that, but
like if that's how you view it as the team, then I want to trade too.
Yeah.
If I'm the player in question and you're going to say, well, because we absolutely run you into the ground and that's on us, we're going to pay you less money.
Yeah.
How's it sound, Deebo? No. The interesting thing with him is, everybody in the league watched what the Niners did with him last year, and I guarantee you we're going to see some copycat situations with that. And wherever he goes, I'm sure there's going to be a little impulse of like, we got a good running back, but man, what do you think? Just a few carries, Deebo, game to go with everything else? So But anyway, that's his own separate situation, right? Separate from AJ, which until now, I've always thought of AJ's situation with the Titans as really good. And I'm not saying I don't think that now, but you do look at the social media posts, which are cryptic, which are not clear, which I know some people have believed were just purely responding to fans. You could read them differently. You take the Tennessee off. You know, again, it's just all of it's so dumb when you say it out loud. But I think everyone should have an open mind here a week before the draft on A.J. Brown long-term with the Titans. And I think that this is a time that's really important probably. And I actually would amend something I said on Jerry vs. Joe because I was like, well, they do these. You know, Kaharski said it on our show the other day, right? The Titans have a sort of a calendar on this stuff. And that's how it goes. Given how things are going, you could take the tack of, you know what, let's just do what we do, be consistent. It has worked out. But I think this might be a time to hit not the panic button, but the urgency button for the Titans.
Well, and going back to the social media post of, you know, Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown and Deebo's mom or whoever all was involved there, we'll get to the audio coming up here in a little while, but basically, the gist of it was A.J. Brown was on, and what did they say? That apparently the offer was $20 million, and they basically said he can probably get more, but we're not going over $20 million, is what the audio says on that front, basically. We got one mute for Rex Road.
God dang it. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, they're not paying more than $20 a year. Again, and this is another – interesting thing with all of this, and this is a big Jared thing, and I kind of agree. All that matters in NFL contracts, like in hockey contracts, whatever the number is, you're getting that number every year. The very end of the contract, you're getting that number, so it matters a lot. In the NFL, you can say, hey, we're going to pay, how about 5 years, $800 million, $20 million guarantee. You know? I mean, all that really matters is like the money that you basically get up front that is absolutely fully guaranteed. But, look, I mean, what is this about? These guys, you know, why did Julio Jones ask to have his deal redone a couple times? Because he looked around and said, I'm better than that guy. I mean, a lot of this is like just my value as a player and what the contract says. I mean, of course, it's like getting the money. That's what matters. But it does matter to have a higher average annual value of your contract or your cap number or whatever to these guys because they're comparing themselves to each other.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on the Deebo Samuel / A.J. Brown situation. We got that audio coming up next as well with very interesting Instagram Live yesterday as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Discussing Deebo Samuel requesting a trade from the San Francisco 49ers and what that could mean for A.J. Brown as well. And Joe, you mentioned the Instagram Live audio, apparently from Deebo Samuel's mother, while Deebo, I guess, was on the phone or FaceTime or something with A.J. Brown, and we've now got that audio for you. Here's what happened yesterday on the Instagram Live, the latest in the Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown saga.
Tori said, them folks said they ain't going past 20. They said they know you worth it, but they ain't going to give it to you.
A.J. Brown.
Hey, A.J. Brown.
Hey, A.J. Brown. So they told him.
Didn't he go through the draft with you?
They told him. They told him. They offered him $20 million, but they know he can get more, but they're not giving him more.
That's what they told him?
Yeah.
That was Deebo Samuel on Instagram Live. Apparently, they told A.J. Brown they're going to offer him $20 million. They know he can get more, but they're not going to give him more, was what Deebo Samuel just says there. So when you hear that and you try to relate this situation to the Titans, I guess what's your reaction to it? I would be surprised. This is just me, and you can tell me whether or not you disagree. Like, I understand there's a negotiating part of this, and look, the Titans are not going to come in with their best offer immediately to A.J. Brown. I think everybody understands that. Having said that, I think I'd also be surprised if this early in the process they said, hey, man, we're going to offer you 20 and that's going to be it. Like, that's our best offer, man. Take it or leave it.
I would agree. I mean, you don't know what stage conversations are. You know, I mean, I suppose you could get down to the nitty gritty and that. Yeah, that's again. This is AJ. So let's see. There's a heck of a game of telephone. So you've got
yes, it is.
So this is AJ's agent, who's also Debo's agent, telling him that, and then him telling Debo that, and then Debo saying that out loud on his mom's Insta. Is it Insta Live?
I guess.
Is this like the Twitter Spaces or whatever? Right. I mean,
it's better.
It's better.
It's better than Spaces. Yeah.
And why is it better?
You can actually see these people.
And it's easier.
Yeah.
It's just way easier to figure out. Okay. Joe, we could get you live on Insta.
I don't want nothing to do with Instagram. although this seems – I like the music in the background
yeah,
and stuff.
It's good stuff.
It seemed like a nice – so that's a lot of – yeah, that's a lot of different – like we didn't hear anything directly from A.J. Brown there. Right? Like,
I don't think so.
A.J. Brown was directly quoted, but Debo Samuel's quoted saying this – about A.J. Brown, who he got it from his agent, who, and like, I agree with you. How would that be established right now? Like, we are not, I mean, I get, look, I don't know. You talk to your agent, team, GM talks to an agent. I mean, maybe at some point, John Robinson said that. Like, look, I just want you to know. But again, even like the number, it matters because you're comparing yourself. You know, if you believe you're the best at your job and you look around the market and say, well, but there's like eight people who make more than me. You know, it matters that number, but it's still what really matters is the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It really makes it interesting. And now it makes me wonder, like, has A.J. Brown talked about this? Has he been tweeting about this? I mean, this is just all.
Are the cryptic tweets about all of this?
Well, I mean, there's another one on the, so I've laughed at the Titans could trade A.J. Brown. I've also laughed at the idea that, the idea that those tweets were, meant for the Titans. I mean, I don't think, like, I'm a diva and a bad teammate all of a sudden, LOL, okay, do what you have to do then, and so on. That's got to be to a fan, right?
I mean, I'm going to doubt that. Like John Robinson's telling
yeah,
him, yeah, he's kind of a diva, and you know aww. About how good of a teammate he is.
Yeah, no way. So that's got to be like reacting to something, some stupid take, you know, from a Titans fan. They switch up quick. I mean, I guess I kind of took that as the same thing. Like the fans switch up quick. Maybe that means the Titans, though.
I don't know.
Is that it? Is that all there is?
I mean, yeah.
Well, back to 6 days ago, you know them words don't mean bleep, right? I know better than that. Huh? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Could it be that? It could be that. Could be something about this. I don't know. If it's not mutual, I don't want it. Okay.
That could be maybe. A lot of things.
I don't know. Again,
he's got a very cryptic Twitter.
Again, that could be like my story of Corey Lucius in Maui
yeah.
in 2010, you know, which was breaking up with his girlfriend, and then everybody thought he was transferring from Michigan State. I mean, I don't know. I wonder if bumblebees know they can only sting someone once and then they're going to die. That could be about the Titans, too.
It could be.
I don't know for sure that it isn't.
That's a tweet?
Yeah.
That's an A.J. Brown tweet. I've thought about that before, too.
Sometimes they're song lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yep.
The whole thing is, it's interesting. I mean, we've talked about the Twitter part of this and the cryptic tweets before this audio came out yesterday with Debo Samuel and everything happened. So we've talked about how the cryptic tweets, sometimes you leave yourself open for interpretation there if you're A.J. Brown. And now you factor this along with it. And with Debo Samuel sharing the same agent as A.J. Brown, I mean, I will say, I mean, I've not really given much time to the idea of maybe the Titans trading A.J. Brown, and I still think it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for them to do that. But I'm a little bit more open-minded about it today than I've been the last couple of days, I can tell you that, just based on, number one, when you see Deebo Samuel request a trade, I guess you start to open your eyes a little bit more as to what that could mean for other wide receivers. But number two, when you hear audio like that, when apparently A.J. Brown's on the phone with Deebo Samuel, and that's what Deebo Samuel says, that does leave you kind of raising your eyebrows a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, look, there's also, I mean, there are times when an agent and a client also, like, have a difference of opinion, too. And I just, again, I don't know much about Deebo. I'm actually really eager to look into that more, like Deebo and the Niners. Very interesting to me if, like, the usage thing is a big deal. That's a totally different situation than A.J. Brown. I don't know if there's anything else. But with A.J. Brown here, the Titans, I think it's been really, really good, you know? I mean, hey, contract negotiations are what they are. And he is a very interesting case because you can sit on the other side of the table with him and say, okay, what's your best season? Okay, let's list out your injuries. Okay? You can chip away at a lot of things with him if you're on the other side of the table. And that's, look, that frankly, that's part of your job if you're on the other side of the table. But at the same time, I know I feel pretty strongly that the Titans need to sign the guy and pay him and have him. And I think they do too. So this is a really interesting week ahead because if it goes bad, then I think you have to start looking at recouping something.
Oh, and by the way, I mean, the Titans have a press conference today at 11:30 as well.
And I'm sure they're going to lay out everything for us.
I'm sure they will.
Maybe they can play some audio from the conversation with the agent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just going back to that audio, I keep going back to it doesn't make any sense from the Titans standpoint to be like, hey, we know that he could get more than $20 million on the open market, but we're just going to 20 and that's it right now at this stage of the negotiation. Well, maybe I'm wrong. But that just didn't make a lot of sense to
me. No. I mean, like Liam said on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, sure, who doesn't start negotiations by saying, we know you're worth more than our offer, but too bad.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot here. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to fill in here, a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense about this. James says, bad faith negotiating and collusion, trade him. You know, I mean, look, man, collusion and all that stuff. Hey. On the management side of things, you know, lots of stuff has happened. Okay, in the past, to keep the prices down on the labor. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with something like this. I do think that at some point, you know, you have to look out for yourself if you're A.J. Brown. What is the best situation? Now, look, some people might tell him, you know. You've done pretty well there. I'm sure you like it there, but gosh, all they do is run the ball. Wouldn't you like to go someplace where you can get, you know, 80, 90, get 90, 100 catches a year, not block as much. So, I mean, you know, there's things you could pick at on his side of the table too, I suppose.
Well, maybe this all goes back to the Marcus Mariota being the best leader I've ever been around tweet. We could bring this back up and just a shot at Tannehill. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe this is just a way to get – he's just trying to get away from Tannehill. ABT, anybody but Tannehill for A.J. Brown.
Is that going to be next to your map T-shirt for Portal 2?
Yeah, exactly. We're all on the map. Less on the map now because they just won their last game. So real quick, Santa in Portland sounds like more like the agent's blowing smoke to both of them in order to try to drive the price up for his clients. Yeah. I mean, it's – there's a lot of possibilities here. Something doesn't add up, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll continue to have this discussion. Got a lot more of your thoughts to get to on our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Join the Nashville Predators Smashville Open House event this Saturday, April 23rd. Have you ever wanted to see inside the Preds locker room? Don't miss your chance coming up this Saturday at the Smashville Open House. You'll have your first chance to pick your seats for the 2022-23 season. Plus, all fans can sign up for the chance to shoot on net to win two lower-level half-season tickets as well. There'll be Preds locker room tours that are on the Predators and complimentary popcorn and Coca-Cola products as well as 50% off all other food and beverage options. And you could save 30% off all Stadium Series merchandise at the Nashville locker room as well. So check out the Smashville Open House event coming up this Saturday, April 23rd. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Seltzerland is turning Nashville into a hard seltzer paradise on Saturday, April 30th at Riverside Golf Links. You can enjoy this one-of-a-kind immersive experience as you spend the day tasting over 100 unique hard seltzers, indulge in mouth-watering munchies, tons of seltzer swag, and bust out the gram for the most insta-worthy moments. Seltzerland has rounded up the best hard seltzer brands in the land for one epic day dedicated to the bubbly brew everyone can't get enough of. Go to thegamenashville.com/contest and enter for your chance to win tickets to Seltzerland. And speaking of tickets to Seltzerland, I got a 4-pack of tickets to give away to attend Seltzerland coming up on Saturday, April 30th at Riverside Golf Links. Be caller number 3, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a 4-pack of tickets to Seltzerland coming up on Saturday, April 30th at Riverside Golf Links. 615-737-1025. Discussing the Deebo Samuel situation, requesting a trade from the San Francisco 49ers, and what that could mean for A.J. Brown as well. Taking your thoughts on our text line. Got a texter that says, the way that these forced trades are working, it's really changing the NFL. Mike Tannenbaum just said on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, a package deal for a Jimmy G and Deebo could be traded to the Panthers since they only have a first and draft again in the fourth as well. So maybe tossing those two together. St. Carolina, if you want Deebo, you take Jimmy G too. Maybe that's the way they go.
You must take Jimmy G. Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Jimmy G's the bag of balls thrown into a trade. I mean, it's going to get wild, I'm sure, out here with the possibilities. A lot of teams that still need a quarterback. A lot of teams that would love to have Deebo. Some teams both.
Yeah. I got a texter says, I hope the 49ers keep Deebo. If they trade him, AJ will be right behind him. This is coming from a texter on the text line.
So I don't really totally follow that line of thinking, and this is another thing that we sort of batted around on Jared versus Joe yesterday.
Yeah,
Jared got his first win since like early 2022.
Tough one for you.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, Carolina, you know, you got to do it. I don't begrudge Carolina at all. Every once in a while, it's like, all right, man, just stop
throw him a bone.
Stop whining for a couple days. So I just don't necessarily believe this idea that if it happens on that side, that necessarily has some sort of like causation here, right? I mean, you know, the agent is he's doing what an agent does, maybe some interesting tactics, but he's trying to drive up the price. And that's it. So, I mean, if it turns out that both of these clients end up signing huge deals and staying where they are, then that's a win for him too. And if Deebo, again, we don't know everything. I don't know everything that's going on there with the Niners, but there it is a different situation. It's a different organization, different guy, same agent, great. But like, I mean, there's a few agents who represent a ton of clients in the NFL. Their things aren't all entangled with each other. I understand this is different because it's the whole receiver market and everybody's getting paid, and these second rounders that are coming up on their deals, like there's a lot of parallels. I don't necessarily buy that Deebo moving means, oh, now AJ's moving.
James on the text line says, Deebo Samuel's mom angling for a chunky soup commercial too. Lots of weirdness going on here, I think. Tell Jared so he can do 4 hours on it later today. This is coming from James on the text line.
Oh, we don't need to tell Jared.
We don't need to tell him.
We do not need to tell Jared.
He's well aware.
That's guaranteed. Chunky soup commercial, I like it.
Those used to be really good back in the day. Was it McNabb that had the really good ones,
Reggie
too?
Reggie White had some. White had some good ones.
It was good.
Yeah.
Now, again, I would like to point out, and this has been pointed out by Darlington and a couple other people, Deebo Samuel has requested a trade, and apparently this happened more than a week ago when he told the 49ers of this situation. The 49ers have not done anything, and nor have they indicated that they're going to trade him at this point. Now, usually when this happens, eventually you get traded because the player doesn't want to be there. So we'll see what happens on that front. But it's also weird to me that like this is still pretty early in the process. Like how has apparently the relationship been damaged so much to this point if you're Deebo Samuel, where it's April and you got an entire offseason to get this done, that you're already requesting a trade out of there? That's interesting to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I mean, we are a week from the draft, so there's a lot of stuff that could be coming back, right? I mean,
right, but that makes sense more from the team side of it than it does Deebo Samuel's side of it.
Yeah, Well, like, you know, he's like, hey, well, here you go, guys. Here's your chance. I want out. There's a bunch of stuff you could get. Go get it, you know. But the Debo side of this, I know that I think he put up some kind of thing, but it didn't say anything to me. You know, it didn't really explain anything. It's really interesting here. And again, I think there's a possibility here, folks, that his situation really doesn't end up having anything to do with this one. The problem is, of course, now we have this conversation and this little glimpse behind the curtain, I guess, maybe, of what the Titans negotiations have been like. So obviously they're talking.
Maybe it's like whoever their agent is, it's like their school of thought is just tweet like the most random things possible to make this as cryptic as could be. I'm going through Debo's Twitter right now.
Also,
a couple days ago, train your mind to be calm in every situation. There's one from a few weeks ago in all capital letters. Oh, okay then. That's all it says. So okay then.
Listen, you got to look at the likes.
It's just like, okay.
You got to look at the likes because A.J. Brown liked a tweet by Tyreek Hill that said, like, make them respect you, young something.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
The likes, you can tell a lot about liking tweets too.
Yeah, liking tweets is.
I hate this planet.
Is a it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I guess I'll keep the names out of it. One time, there was a coach who won a conference coach of the year, and someone complained about it, and then another coach's wife liked the complaint about her husband not winning the coach of the year.
Oh yeah,
and then the coach's wife who won it was very upset that the wife of the other coach liked the tweet about how her husband should have won the conference coach of the year.
Yeah.
I was privy to this conversation. I was like, and this was like, this was like 8-9 years ago. And so it was new then. And I was like, oh my God.
Is this what's going to happen?
You know what people liked?
Slight passive aggressiveness.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time. So how did you find out that A.J. Brown liked Tyreek Hill's?
You can go to his page. Yeah. You can just click likes. You can look at everything he likes.
You have the likes all sorted, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't have them sorted. Twitter does.
Well, no, I know. But, I mean, like, there's something you can click on. And you
Yeah, April 15th. Just go A.J. Brown, right next to media, likes. You can see them all.
Coaching Rex Rhodes.
This is such a dumb world.
Rex Rhodes stalking A.J.
Just get me out of here. No, I'm trying not to. You're making me stalk him. You are stalking him, and you're trying to teach me how to stalk him. But, hey, I mean, you're right. I mean, in general, by the way, in all seriousness, on that sentiment, I agree. Like, that is something that AJ should like. This is his chance. You know, look, he could sign a 3-year deal with somebody right now, and he could have another swing at it. That's possible. But I think for the most part in this league, you can only really count on you get yourself to that second deal, and that's when you cash in. That's it. You know, and so this, like, like Logan Ryan was trying to take shorter deals to, you know, to get more swings at it. But again, you're still diminishing as a player, and it's going to be letting the Titans let him go. I mean, like, this is A.J. Brown's chance to get paid. And it is a hugely important position in this league. Inflation is skyrocketing, and it should. So, I mean, the money's there, so they should get paid. I have no problem with that. I just have my doubts that there's some sort of, you know, Titans side of things. Like, nah, this is it. I know you're worth more. You can get paid more somewhere else, but no thanks. That just doesn't. That
That'd be a great negotiating tactic if you really want to keep A.J. Brown. Yeah, we know you can make a lot of money somewhere else. just didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. So Devin from Dover on the text line. This is this is not going to be my rant today, but I could rant on this. Nothing like millionaires complaining about not making enough money. Well, that's fine, Devin. But remember, they're complaining to billionaires. They're complaining to billionaires in a multi-billion-dollar industry, and they work in that industry, and they have a collective bargaining agreement.
Well, the market is what it is.
And the market says this. So, hey, all of us out here paying our electric bill, I understand it is a fantasy world, but if you're in that situation, If you were in that situation, if I was in that situation, you're going to say that we're going to be any different? Come on, man. If you're going to take the side of millionaires or billionaires, take the side of the millionaires. And by the way, most people in the NFL aren't millionaires either. A.J. Brown is and is about to be a multimillionaire. He should be.
Yes, he is about to do very well for himself. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll get you caught up on the NBA playoffs as well. All that coming up next. Check out my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. It's baseball season, and this baseball season you can turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up, place your first bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. There's many different ways you can go with this. I love me some Vlad Guerrero Jr. I'm getting flashbacks to watching his dad play and just chucking that ball from right field. But Vlad Guerrero Jr., he can mash. He's off to a great start this year, hitting some home runs for the Blue Jays. But you take it any way you want to take it. Just make sure you do it on FanDuel Sportsbook. The app is safe and secure, and you get paid quickly as well. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up using promo code Rob to get started with your risk-free first bet up to $1,000. Once again, that promo code is Rob. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. The silencer from Joel Embiid last night. He hits the game-winning shot in overtime. Sixers win 104-101, and that series is over. They're up 3-0, and I don't know if it's going to be a sweep necessarily, but that thing's over. Nobody's ever come back from down 3-0 in the NBA. So, see ya.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's over. Heck of a play. That's a big guy popping off a screen and just, you know.
33 from Embiid, along with 13 rebounds.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. Interesting team. Team to watch. Might be a team for your team to fear.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
We'll see. Probably going to see that in the second
Heat
round.
Sixers. So Heat Sixers and Celtics.
Bulls.
Bucks.
Because I will Celtics, be in Bulls. Boston, guys.
Celtics Bulls. That was a great hate series for me. Well, I mean, so Chris Middleton has a sprained MCL. Is that right? That's official already?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, there's no comparison between these teams. But without him, there is.
Bucks still be fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that. I said that yesterday.
The Bulls, they won yesterday. They might win another game, but they're not going to win this series.
All of a sudden, Bulls fandom is just...
They're heading back to Chicago.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So I can hear, see Ryan Porsuich. Will the Bulls step up? Will the Bulls have the mental fortitude?
Will Hub Arkish be in attendance? You know, Aaron Rodgers in the building last night. There's a segment of my Packers thread that's also a big Bucks fan thread. And they're like, get Aaron out of the building. He's cursing the postseason. Get him out.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Did he slam a beer?
No. It was just him and Randall Cobb last night.
Okay.
Didn't see Bakhtiari in there.
Is Aaron Rodgers, is he with –
He's part owner of the Bucks.
No, I know. I'm talking, now I'm talking People Magazine. Is he?
Shailene.
Yeah.
Is he still?
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So they broke up on social media for a little while, and then they're okay. Okay.
I don't know if they're still engaged anymore. I don't know what's going on there.
Okay.
But apparently they're still together.
All right. Good to know. I just wanted to know if we're going to see Shailene around Nashville.
And it could be, moving down here. So.
Right.
We'll see him walking around.
Good to know.
Maybe Aaron will be friend of the show one day.
Maybe. And come in the studio.
Celtics 114-107 win against the Brooklyn Nets last night. Nets had a 17-point lead and just choked it right away. 0-for-10 in the second half for Kevin Durant. Don't see that happen very often.
It's very early, but I am possibly going to go on a Twitter hunting mission if KD goes out in the first round and the Warriors win it all. I'm going to go find everybody who talked about how the Warriors only won because of KD, blah, blah, blah. And I understand it's a few years later now. But, those people conveniently forgot that they won it without KD.
Were there a lot of people that said that? I mean, they did go 73-9 the year before they got him. The whole thing was, hey, they don't need KD. Why is he going there?
To answer your question, yes. Okay. Even though you're totally right and it was totally stupid. And yet, yes. Now, I'm going to find him, too.
I think
but
you should.
It's early.
That'd be worth the Twitter search there.
I mean, some of them are people I've muted now recently on Twitter. So
now, at the risk of being cold-ticked, because I'm willing to take that risk. I don't care.
Yeah.
I've been telling you. Nets are not that good, and they're going to lose. They're down 0-2. And I'm not saying it's over because they're going back home, and they could very well win these next two games, and then we'll see. But I think they're going to lose. I think they're going to get beat.
I mean, that's a killer loss. I mean, the first game was a killer loss too, but you talk about a 17-point lead. Boston didn't lead in the game until like 6-7 minutes left, and KD goes 0-10? That's a gut punch. Yeah, I think they can be really good, obviously.
They can, but this is why you can't like sleepwalk through a season. I mean, you had Kyrie and the vaccination stuff, and then he finally was able to play some home games toward the end of the year. You know, Kevin Durant was playing some nights, not playing other nights. Like, you can't do that throughout the course of a season and then think you're just magically going to turn it on in the playoffs. I think they're about to find out.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think Steve Nash is a very good coach, but there's that too.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, is he in trouble if they just crap out here? A little bit of an experiment. Like, thanks, you know, hey, I know you think he's, like, reminds you of Steve Kerr, but he's not Steve Kerr.
No.
You know?
Apparently, great Ben player. Simmons is coming back, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Well, the thing is, I mean, when they got him, I was like, if they get, like, good Ben Simmons, which I understand, good Ben Simmons is not the guy who's afraid to take a shot, but good Ben Simmons and the stuff that he can do, I could see that making a huge difference for them. But,
let him shoot.
Well, yeah, you know. He does do other things well.
He does.
But
he does.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the thing. Maybe that'll be the thing that turns it around. But it's weird. Like,
okay.
I actually like
So I haven't
like
really
the
kept
Celtics.
Up with this. Why has he not played to this point? Like, has he been hurt? And how did he get hurt? Because he never played this
Well,
year.
Supposedly it's a back, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard mental.
Well, there
too.
was the mental. Yeah, there was that. But then, I mean, it's been reported that he has a back injury that's been like a lingering thing. So I don't know. But
must be a heck of a back injury. He hadn't played in over a year.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, if you were going to make an impact in this league and kind of reintroduce yourself to basketball, this would be a good time to do it.
Some news on the college front yesterday as well. Jay Wright announcing that he is retiring from Villanova. So he's been there 21 years, and now Jay Wright stepping away from the Villanova basketball program. I got to say, Joe, I did not expect that. What is kind of your thoughts to the Jay Wright situation now that he is officially calling it quits at Villanova?
It's stunning. I mean, it really is. It's stunning. And based on, you know, I mean, I trust Dana O'Neill, friend of the show.
Yep.
As much as anyone on this. Based on her and some other people who know him well, I don't think this is, because I saw your tweet. It was like, Lakers coach? I don't think that's what this is at all. I mean, we'll see. I mean, things like that happen. But it seems like it's a guy who's like, I look at Kyle. We had Izzo on here. And I wonder sometimes, like, maybe just get out right now. I mean, it's just this, okay, let's re-recruit the team now. And it hasn't been the case at Villanova, really. But, oh, you know, pretty good. I know from Michigan State, they just lost a really good player who, like, was going to be a key player as a junior. Nah, I can start somewhere else. So into the portal I go. It's such a different job now. Like, I think the longevity in college basketball coaching is going to take a major hit in years to come based on how difficult it is to maintain a roster. Again, not saying it's wrong. Coaches can move around, get jobs whenever they want. There should be player movement. But I understand why, as a coach, it would be hard to feel like you can build any continuity. Not saying that's anything to do with this, but we've seen, what, 3 Hall of Famers in the last year hang it up? 2 of them around the time you would expect them to hang it up. Jay Wright, I figured 10 more years, like you said. What is he?
45.
He's, yeah, exactly.
Looks like he's 30. Yeah. But yeah.
Right, right.
What is he, 61?
Yeah. Like that? I mean, yeah. Hey, you know what? There's something to be said for You won two natties, made a lot of money, and now you can actually retire and not have this kind of stress in your life. And he seems like the kind of guy who would make a life balance decision, unlike a lot of folks in his profession.
He does. It's just, I mean, it's interesting. We were talking while the tournament was going on. Villanova, over the last 5 years, is probably the best basketball program in America with two national titles. They're back in the Final Four this year, and now's the time where he decides to hang it up. So, I mean, good for him if that's the decision that he wanted to make, but I thought the timing of it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, so Matt Norlander put up a tweet of like his press conference after they lost the Final Four, and it was like, you know, Dick Hoops Weiss, legend. We should get Dick. We should get Hoops on here sometime. Oh man, he was at the press conference, and Jay Wright was like, "Hoops in the house," which is what he always says. But he said, "Hoops in the house one last time, or one last question, or something like that."
Oh.
No one picked up on that at the time. I guess some people were like, "What are you saying that Hoops is retired?" I mean, Hoops has been around a while, you know, a long time. But he gave a little hint then at that time. And kudos to you, Jay Wright, for not having some big self-obsessed year-long retirement tour before this.
Be quiet. Don't talk about him that way.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Coach K. All right, real quickly, Grizzlies-Timberwolves tonight, Game 3. Grizz tied it up last time out. We're dominant in Game 2. On the road tonight in Game 3. So I think Memphis is favored by 1.5 in this game. So Vegas expecting a very tight one. By the way, you can catch the game tonight on TNT at 6:30. But it's a big one for the Grizz. If you can get one on the road up there, you're sitting in pretty good shape. If you get this one, then you can go for kind of the chokehold on the series in Game 4.
Game 3 is always so key, you know. And I feel like, I mean, basically, you've had two games. I mean, Minnesota kind of pulled away. Grizzlies thrash them. I feel like this has a potential to be. A lot of times, that game three of a tied series is really good. I mean, it really is it's the swing game. I think we might have a really good one. Nice early start too, right? I think we get it, 6:30 here.
Yeah.
Very nice. So we need that. Unfortunately, Warriors then. A game I really want to watch is at 9. That's going to be tough. Tomorrow could be ugly, guys.
You going to stay and watch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's gone the way it's gone thus far, I mean, it might be over by halftime. So.
Yeah, but I feel like the Joker has got something up his sleeve.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll look ahead at the Preds. Big weekend coming up for Tampa Bay and Minnesota on a back-to-back as well, and we'll take a look at their playoff odds on the other side as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.